Facebook is a great engagement tool more generally, and for getting your message out to a fairly wide community. But I think where we can do more, and I think generally there's not as much effort developed, is in things like onboarding, for example. So if I've been offered a job in the business, part of my decision making might actually be to look at what are people saying about Centrica and social networks. Mm. What are people saying about the Cardiff contact centre in British Gas? Or if I've just joined, I might want to start talking to people. I don't start for a month, but I've got to figure out where am I going to live, who's got some ideas on that, and really start allowing your existing people to start forming a support structure and network for people coming into the organisation. And once again, social media and things like Facebook are a huge potential for that. Now people are...
And are people, your employee base, pretty good at providing,
well,
offering to do that?
They do it on their own. So... Yeah, yeah. So this is the thing. It's about trying to put information where people are already. So the grads were another good example of that. So onboarding. So we touched on the onboarding piece. So our graduates 4 or 5 years ago were creating Centrica 2007 intake Facebook page. Hmm. We didn't. So and we couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
If
yeah,
we wanted
grads.
To. They're
yeah,
the
yeah.
grads. And yeah. So it didn't take long to figure out. So take a step back. One of the big challenges a lot of organisations have, and particularly large organisations, is this funny middle ground between you've been offered a job and you've accepted and you've signed a contract, but we're not going to let you touch any of our systems until you're in the door and you're behind our firewall and all that sort of stuff. You know, this funny grey,
and then we've got
murky period of communication is very difficult. So,
yep.
So with the grads, we first learnt this, that a grad we may be hiring 9 months ahead of when they join, and how do you engage, how do you communicate, how do you keep that relationship alive for this long period of time? Grads were doing it themselves, so we just started tapping into that, giving them a framework around how they could set up a page, what information they might find useful on it, and we schedule events. They'll schedule how they figure out accommodation for their first placement. We'll have induction days, which we completely schedule by these groups, and they communicate, talk, support each other, and it really makes their journey into the business a lot easier. And I think we can replicate, and we are beginning to replicate more of that for general hiring. So one of the things we've recently built is an onboarding site. So a site specifically for anyone that joins our business the moment they say, yes, I love the job. And one of the key things there is linking people into our social network. So if we think about the Cardiff example, this information is slightly old, it might be different now, but at least 300 people on our Cardiff site had just formed on their own Cardiff British Gas group. Why do they do that? Because they want to talk, they want to socialise, they want to figure out who's going where, they want to keep in touch with people. It's there, it exists, it's our people, it's real, it's unfiltered. There's always a risk with that, but people are adults.
Yep.
So why not allow people to really tap into that a lot more quickly and help them get a support network even before they join the business? So I think there's a lot more we could do in that space, which is really interesting. So we're taking our first steps into that right now.
And who drives the strategy on that? Given that you've had this, the initial burst of activity from the grads who've taken the initiative, who are really actually on the front line because they know what's going on.
That's right, yeah.
Then how involved do you harness that thinking and that activity, or do you was there a kind of reining back process? Go, well, I think what we ought to do.
Well,
is,
out
with the quill pen,
Yes, it's a funny question. So there's a certain level of maturity is not quite the right word, but I get the pragmatism you need to have with things like social networks, and one of the early impressions was, first of all, people didn't know what it was, so our executive team weren't really clear on what all this was about. But the second was, well, we can't control it, therefore we don't like it. And there's a natural hesitancy about something that you can't have at least some control over, i.e. what is everyone saying there, and can I stop them saying it? Well, no, you can't stop them saying it. But the thing that gave me great solace is that actually we can't stop people saying what they say anyway, but at least we know what's being said, which is a huge benefit. So I would much rather be very aware of what's being said than for us as a business not to be aware of it. So my view and the way we have tried to help steer the business is to engage with these channels of communication, because they're invaluable. And we do find now that actually our whole organisation is becoming really quite a lot more savvy and actually engaged with social media. So things like Twitter, particularly Twitter and Facebook, we will have people across our organisation, and British Gas is a great example, where we'll keep a close eye on what's happening. And we will learn about customers that have got complaints that haven't been able to reach us, or have got an issue that they haven't felt have been resolved. And it gives us another opportunity to really help make a difference to the service we offer a customer. And that's not recruitment, obviously. That's just about us doing our core job of looking after customers. So,
and
but
do you
recruitment's
use any
not hugely different to
fancy
that.
Monitoring tools for that? Or
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head what tools we're using, but there undoubtedly will be some tools, people in the Twitter space, which is a flood with data flying everywhere. So,